Tucson's aeronautics industry has been helping NASA put astronauts into space for years. Numerous companies that build parts that go into space call Southern Arizona home. Included in that list is Paragon Space Development Corporation. Paragon is currently building tubing that will be a part of NASA's next generation of spacecraft, called Orion. That job is what brought NASA astronauts Doug Hurley and Rex Walheim to Tucson this week. They toured the facility and gave Paragon an update on the status of the project. Rex Walheim explains the basis for trips like these.
When we're in between flights, when we're not assigned to a flight, we have various technical jobs in the astronaut office. And my job is to work with the Orion program, which is it's our program to send humans farther in space than we've ever sent before. Paragon here, they're one of the companies that's helping us to make this Orion spacecraft.
As a point of disclosure, Paragon's president and co-founder, Jane Poyner, also works as a host for KUAT-TV's Arizona Illustrated. Orion will take astronauts outside of low Earth orbit, as Walheim mentioned, a first for humans. Paragon's part in the project is to build tubing that will be used in the spacecraft's environmental control and life support systems. And, as Doug Hurley tells us, the first tests of the spacecraft and those support systems are not too far off.
And this hardware is going to fly next year on the first test flight of Orion. So, I mean, they've just delivered their last, I guess, delivery of tubing, and so that's pretty neat. You know, basically a year from now, that's going to be in space.
The craft will be traveling into space with the help of many aerospace contractors. Astronauts Hurley and Walheim both see visits to these companies as being of great importance because they add a personal touch to the business of space travel.
And it's just great to meet all the thousands of people that are responsible for getting a spaceship into orbit, or in this case, way beyond low Earth orbit.
It really is good for both of us. It's good for them to hear what it is to like to fly in space, and see what it's like from our perspective. And it's great for us to come and see how they build these things and the incredible detail and care they take with this. So it really helps us both.
And NASA, like most other government agencies, is dealing with budget cuts. Both astronauts say the involvement of private contractors can help NASA learn how to navigate space travel on lower funding and with quicker results.
We've had to make a conscious decision at NASA, all the budgetary pressures that we have. That was obviously a reason why the shuttle was canceled. It's just not enough resources to go around, and these commercial companies can do things less expensive than the government. That's what they're proving or trying to prove.
And when you combine the experience of NASA with some of the entrepreneurial spirit of some of these commercial companies, you get a really good synthesis, and it really works out well.
It is this spirit that NASA hopes will keep it going back to space in the future. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.